Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of May, Tuesday morning, 2022. And I got an email from a listener yesterday with a request from her husband that I do a message on what are people saved from and what are they saved to. What are people saved from and what are they saved to? Well, first the question that we have to ask ourselves is, why do people need to be saved at all? Why do people need to be saved? What do they need to be saved from? Well, Scripture tells us that all men are born and conceived in sin. And we can go back to the 5th chapter of Romans and find that all men died in Adam. Because of Adam's obedience, he died spiritually, which plunged the whole human race into sin. So, the penalty for sin is death. Eternal death. And so, we need to be saved from eternal death. That's what we need to be saved from, eternal death, eternal damnation. And so the question is, what are people saved from and what are they saved to? So they need to be saved from eternal damnation, eternal death. And what are they saved to? Well, if a person is saved from eternal death, Christ said, I give unto them eternal life. That's what they're saved to, eternal life. And that includes a lot of things. That includes being saved from sin, having dominion over a person. It's also saved from person having to experience hopelessness, because their hope now is in Christ that has given them eternal life, and life is in His Son. The other question is, how are they saved? What is the remedy for their sin? Well, the remedy for their sin is the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary by shedding His precious blood for His people. He came to save His people from their sin. So they're saved to eternal life and a home with Christ in glory forever. That's what they're saved to. He said, if I go away, I prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And so it's a good question that this viewer's husband wanted me to do this sermon on what are people saved from and what are they saved to. Now, the question is, are all people saved from their being dead in trespasses and sin? And the answer is no. Not all men are given the grace of God. And that's where another aspect of this golden chain of salvation comes in, because Christ said in John 6:37, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So all the saved ones have been given to Christ by the Father. That's called being chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. That's called election. That's called predestination. In Ephesians 1, we're told that these people who are saved have been predestinated unto adoption. God does not unadopt His children. Another thing, another question we could ask is, what are people adopted from? And what are they adopted to? Well, they're adopted from being orphans. God has reconciled us unto Himself through His precious blood. So that's what they were predestinated in the adoption to. And they've been given heirs. We have been given an eternal inheritance, Peter says, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. We have an eternal inheritance. We've been made prophets, priests, and kings unto God. And God never unadopts His children. When He adopts them, it's an eternal adoption. He didn't say He was going to give us temporary life. He gave us eternal life. And life is in His Son. So this morning, the answer to the question, what are people saved from? They're saved from their sins. They're saved from their sins. And they're saved from eternal damnation. That's the result of their sin. But their sin has been paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cruel and ruddy cross of Calvary. And what are they saved to? They're saved to eternal life. And the result of that is that they will be in heaven forever with Christ in His kingdom. So I hope that answers the question this morning. Gives great hope for us who are believers in Christ. And the only way we have faith to believe is that it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmen, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that we should walk in them. But our salvation is not of works. It's a gift from God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, I hope you all have a good Tuesday morning, and our hope is in Christ. And the faith that He's given us, He's the author and finisher of our faith. The joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross and He despised the shame, and He is set down at the right hand of God. From the foundation of God, stand assured, He knows who are His. And all that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.